Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was a
something here.
For hillsides like you own them, because you do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I apologize, brothers and sisters. That interruption. Satan will be Satan unless he try to throw a monkey wrench in the thing. Hallelujah. And welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are happy to have each and every one of you all. And that's Pastor Dale. You should give us a word of prayer. You should be so kind to give us the word of prayer.
Amen. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. We thought we were saving. That's such a blessing. Amen. Amen. That he sacrificed his life so we could be free. Amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is our foundational scripture, Philippians 3. Brethren, I count not myself a apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Thank you, Lord. Let me read that again. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, thus minded, and if any thing be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen, amen. Thank God for the word. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your word, Father God, that reassures us to let us know that we can call on you, Father God. We can trust you, Father God, as we press toward the mark of the high calling of you, Lord. So, Lord, bless each and every one to have our hearts and our minds open to receive the word today, Father God. We ask that you will bless our pastor and use him mightily, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to direct him as he teaches this lesson, Father God. And then help us to open our hearts to receive it. Lord, we ask that you will be with all those who have asked us to keep them lifted in prayer. Those that are sick and shut in, the word of God tells us by your stripes you are healed. So continue to stand on the word of God. And as Nehemiah did, don't come down. Just keep on pressing on, knowing that God is working things out for your good. And be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. Remember, God will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us to share that word with others, because we know sometimes that we come to a crossroad in our life where we have to make a decision. and prayerfully we pray that that decision will lead you closer to God. So, Lord, bless each and every one. Lord, we ask that you will continue to have your way in our life. Continue to bless all of our families. We plead the blood of Jesus on our pastor, on each and every one on this broadcast, those that are listening by internet, and over our entire families, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do and what we're going to receive. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I truly appreciate it. I'm excited about the Word of God. I was getting ready. Well, first of all, before I start, Pastor, I'm going to ask you to read that same foundational scripture in Philippians 3, 13 through 15. Today we're going to be talking about how to obtain the higher calling, and exactly what is the higher calling. If you got a higher calling, you got a lower calling. So it's important that we understand that you have a higher calling. In other words, there's something higher, simply meaning that if I tell you I'm in the seventh grade, but there's a higher grade, that simply means I'm not going back to six. I'm either going to eight or above. So there is a higher calling. There is a higher calling in Christianity through God, and he says it's in Christ. So we have to have that clear. Because this week's lesson is going to be awesome, man. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, especially those that get up early in the morning, please, I can't beg you enough. Pray that God allow this word to come forth this week, because what he showed me was awesome. And we're just blessed to be at such a time as this here. I'm telling you. So we have some scriptures we want to share. So those that are following us, it's hard for me to get a script, read the scriptures today, but that's not going to stop us because we got those that's going to help us. Hallelujah. We're going to deal with Colossians. Well, you're going to find a pencil, Pastor. These are some of the scriptures we're going to deal with this week. Hopefully, we'll deal with most of them today. But if not, we will deal with them this week. Colossians 1:27, for those that are keeping note. Ephesians 1:12, hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Philippians 4:19. I'll go back over these, okay? Hebrews 2:10, Ephesians 1:6, and Ephesians 3:16. And we'll probably do Ephesians 4. We may start with Ephesians 4 first, because you need to know what the higher calling is not. But you can know what it is. There's some things you got to know what it is not, okay? That's important, because we've had so much bad teaching over the years until we need to straighten out a lot of stuff the Holy Spirit is saying. Mm-hmm. And yes, you are in Christ, but there is a higher calling. So before I get into that, pause, and we're going to flip the page here, because I heard this preacher, and I want you women to know, don't get discouraged by that.
Amen.
His name is Pastor Gino Jenny. Jenny's or somebody. But anyway, I don't really have time to feed into ignorance. But I'm going to do it today because I think I just need to set the record straight every chance I get. If Jesus signified it, if Jesus qualified it, if Jesus certified it, then who is a pastor, Gino, to say it's not possible? Listen, brothers and sisters, when God, he have used women from day one of man's creation. He knew man needed a helpmate. He knows somebody needed to help man. That's first of all. So he made a woman. He didn't have to. He could have been like these AIs, just make stuff, artificial. But he made him a woman, a helpmate. Somebody help him. Help him. Help him. But anyway, let me fast forward. So when God got ready to save the world, he could have easily made another man without any help from a woman, but he chose a woman. He did.
Mm-hmm.
Don't underestimate God's power. He
yeah.
chose a woman.
Thank
and as
you,
he
Lord.
Went through the ministry, he chose women to do various things. I don't want to get into all of it because this is not the message for today, but I just want to set the record straight. So when Jesus was resurrected, if you all recall, there was a woman by the name of Mary Magdalene. I
yeah.
guess you could say the worst woman in town, for a better way of saying it. He chose her. Now look at the message he told her. He said, go tell Peter and my disciples that
yeah.
I have risen as I have said. Not what somebody else said. I said this personally. You tell them that I have risen as I have seen.
Yes.
That's powerful, yes. brother and sister. You just don't know. And when he was on the cross, he told John, behold thy mother, and told his mother to behold thy son. Listen,
yes.
brother and sister. Jesus really didn't, when you think about it, John the Baptist had already died.
Mm-hmm.
He'd already died. That was the only one who really knew who he was. That was somebody who could identify with who Christ was. But he was dead.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I got paper for you now. So he couldn't tell John the Baptist. You remember the other disciples had scattered? They scattered.
Yeah.
While he was on the cross, there was nobody
yeah.
there but
mm-hmm.
John.
Amen.
The beloved disciple. But
mm-hmm.
everybody else was gone. All the others had gone. And one time Jesus asked him, said, to Peter, said, will you also leave me? He said, Peter said, Lord, where am I going to go? You have the words to eternal life. And Jesus said, okay,
yeah.
that's fine. But the day is going to come when you're going to deny me. Or I just
mm-hmm.
wish I had a witness here. There was nobody he could trust with the word. Because Judas had already betrayed him. He just went and buried his head. Listen, brothers and sisters. That was an awesome day. Okay? That was an awesome day. But Jesus told he told Mary, said, you go and tell my disciples and Peter to meet me in Galilee, where I have
yeah.
risen as I have said. So
yeah.
based on what he has said, it's been done. Now, if that ain't a message, you won't get no message.
All right, say that.
Who else was he going to use? Who else was he going to trust? So he came
yeah.
to the place to trust a woman. Now, I understand these preachers got their pulpit. Keep your pulpit. But that's not going to stop the word of God.
Amen.
That will not stop the word of God because you got some stinking pulpit. Who cares about that piece of wood you done erected? Nobody care about that.
Mm-hmm.
I can go right here in the park and erect a piece of wood. That ain't nothing but a false god anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because, see, they get behind that and they get power, some kind of power or something, that they think that they are above everybody. They ain't what it's called holiness of holiness. They're missing it. But I want you all to know, if Jesus told a woman, go tell my disciples and Peter, before he told
mm-hmm.
the whole world, he told his disciples, For he told the disciples, he told the woman that the resurrection had taken place. Now, you tell me, what man he told to go tell before he told a woman?
No one. No. There wasn't one.
Yeah. But you see, people are ate up with ignorance, carnal-minded. They're not spiritual-minded. And Jesus knew he could trust this woman. This woman that everybody else looked down on. He said, I can trust her with my word. Go tell my disciples and Peter to meet me in Galilee, for I have risen, as I have said. I've risen.
But what a
historical event.
Yes,
I know that woman felt honored. She felt blessed to know that the master have said, go tell it. Go tell the story. Tell them that I'm no longer in that grave.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's awesome. So when a person don't have that revelation, have issues with them. He said, in these last days, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. So if these ain't the last days, I want to know where they at.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. But anyway, that's a freebie. Now, let's get to the theme and thought for today. Today's lesson is going to be how to obtain the higher calling in Christ. I'm going to ask her to read the foundational scripture again from another version.
Okay. All right, Pastor. I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation, beginning with verse 10. It says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you." Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, he says, we are to obtain this higher calling. So let me be clear here. Over in Ephesians 4, as Pastor defined that, he said before he descended, he's the same one that ascended. Then he descended into the lower parts of the earth. And when he came up, he gave gifts unto men. That's Pastor to read this. I want y'all to get it verbatim, straight, uncensored. But it's in Ephesians 4.
Okay, Ephesians 4, yeah. And what verse was that, Pastor?
Right before he said he gave gifts unto man, he ascended on high.
Okay. All right. It looks like
down there, right.
Verse 7, it says
no,
to everyone.
Well, just go ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay. Begin with verse 7. It says, however, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scripture says, when he ascended to the heights, He led a crown of captives and gave gifts to his people.
That's not the King James Version, Pastor, is it?
No, you want the King James Version?
Please, ma'am.
Okay. It says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said it, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And listen, brothers and sisters, you got to do that
amen.
With your spirit. He gave gifts unto man. It had nothing to do with the higher calling. These are gifts. It's not the higher calling. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused.
Yes, amen.
These are gifts. He gave it to them. All they had to do was receive it. But to get into the higher calling or to obtain the higher calling, you have to press your way. Higher calling is in glory. His higher calling is in Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
So when we read, we can read the different translation later. But right now, we're going to read Colossians 1:27. I want you all to see that what it's not. And then we'll talk about what it is. It's not apostles, it's not prophets, it's not evangelists, it's not teacher. None of those things have to do with the higher calling. Those are gifts. The higher calling is beyond that. This is something you have to press toward. This is the image of God. This is the very image. And that's what Paul wanted to do. He wanted to know the power of the resurrection. You want to know about the glory of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, they didn't have scriptures to read like we do. They didn't have none of that. So Paul was making it real clear that he was pressing toward a mark of a higher calling. He was already an evangelist. He was already worldwide known as a minister of God. They knew him as a minister of reconciliation. They already knew who Paul was because they never forgotten how he got converted from Saul to Paul. So he had to forget Saul and move toward Paul. See? Had to forget all those things. And he realized it was a pressing way. The reason it was pressing because there's always something. And I'm telling you, and you, if you're going to be in the higher calling, you have to press your way. It ain't easy. You have to press your way.
Amen.
And there's going to be some things that you're going to need to help you press your way. We're going to talk about that this week. But right now in Colossians 1:27, read that for me, Pastor.
All right, Pastor. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mysterious majesty, among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen, amen.
See, we're to press toward that glory. We're to press toward the higher calling. And the Bible says the higher calling of God is in Christ.
Amen.
So that's where it starts at. But that's not where it finished. Hold up. That's not where it finished. It starts there. So a lot of people talk about being in Christ. You just got started, baby. You got to continue to press toward this higher calling. And over in talking about the glory of God, see, once
amen,
we get
amen.
Into the glory of God, you pressing to get in that glory. That's where you
yeah.
want to be. That's where Satan lost. See, he was in that glory, and because of sin, he got kicked out. Michael and them, they kicked him out of the glory of God. But anyway, we run just a tad bit over. But this is going to be about in Christ. But since we're talking about the glory, let's hit 2 Corinthians 3:18.
Okay. Verse 18. But we are with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.
So that's where God wants us at. God wants us changing into that image. And the way you change is get into the glory, because that's where God is at. That's where Christ is at. Last time I see it or checked, he was seated at the right-hand side of the Father.
Yeah.
That's in glory.
Babe. Mm-hmm.
So he's telling us he wants us in that same glory. So we'll have that same image. And the more you get into the glory, the more you get into that image. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I won't get into it today. But folks ain't going to be able to stand you. You think they can't stand you now? You wait till the glory of God be all over you.
Mm-hmm.
You think Moses, them people, it was Moses, they had to put a veil over their face. They couldn't take it. And he just had a taste of the glory. He had a taste of it.
Mm.
But anyway, we're going to leave it there and ask you all to be ready for tomorrow and the rest of the week. We're going to come to you. We're still on the road, so y'all continue to pray our strength being on this road. In Jesus' name, we'll see y'all for tomorrow.